San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera is suing 5 big oil companies over global warming, speaking of our last topic, causing sea level rise in San Francisco. Herrera's lawsuit was filed September 19th. It names 5 big oil corporations, including BP, British Petroleum, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell, seeking a court order requiring defendants to abate global warming-induced sea level rise by funding an abatement program to build seawalls and other infrastructure needed to protect human safety, public and private property. So that's very exciting. And on the same level, we have the San Francisco Employees Retirement System, SFERS, and their pension fund continuing to invest in fossil fuel holdings because, of course, as responsible holders of pension funds or what do you call it, administrators of pension funds, you go where you're going to make the money for your pensioners. Well, there are folks, members of SEIU in San Francisco, who are trying to convince their
Trustees,
thank you. I need all the help I can get to change that decision and remove that funding to divest. We have joining us David Page. He's co-chair of the SEIU Local 1021 Climate Justice Work Group. Hello to you.
Hi, thank you.
So you've been working on this how long and where are we and who has to make the decision and all like that?
It's nice to meet you in person after listening to your voice for so many years. Yeah, it's great. Martha Hawthorne is my co-chair on this climate justice group, and she started in on this, 4 or 5 years ago. Around that time, there was also effort within the Board of Supervisors in San Francisco, led by John Avalos, to get the trustees of our pension, who are called commissioners, to divest from fossil fuels. And the Board of Supervisors voted to recommend this, but they don't have any say-so on it. So it's the commissioners that decide. And 2 weeks from today, they're going to vote.
Oh, no kidding.
There's 7 commissioners. It looks like it's going to be a close vote either way. We have 3 solid yes votes, we think, and a couple of maybes. And Chris, I'm really hoping your listeners are going to help us out with this by sending an email to the commissioners. They are taking public comment, but they haven't gotten a lot yet. And so that's one of the reasons I'm here today, is to, drum up some support to send the emails to our commissioners, and I can give you the address right now if you
sure,
want.
Sure, go, and we'll do it again and again.
Good. The secretary for the retirement system is named Norm Nicken, so it's his address. He'll forward any email to the commissioners, and the address is norm.nickens@sfgov.org. So norm.nickens@sfgov.org.
Okay.
And a short email is terrific. Much more important that you send the email than if you, get worried about what to say.
So what have the commissioners been saying thus far? I mean, there have been attempts across the country by unions to do this, and most notably I'm thinking about in New York.
Yeah.
But with some success. But the bottom line for commissioners or trustees is that they protect their pensioners. They've got to get as much money in there as possible. That's the whole goal of a pension.
Yes, it is. And, working...
And fossil fuel has been... What? Makes money.
Well, it depends. That's the reason the motion before the board currently was initiated, because one of the trustees got tired of the fossil fuel investments losing money. Over the last 2 years, 5 years, and 10 years, the fossil fuel investments in our pension have gone nowhere. It depends when you start and stop the timeline there. But in the last couple months, the price of oil has gone up. So, it's a complicated issue. Overall, everybody's saying that in the long run, fossil fuels are going to go down in value as people respond to the climate problem and the air pollution problem. Whether it's in Europe or China or here in the United States, working on climate justice can be a little depressing sometimes. So I think we should celebrate our victories. We got a big victory today in New York City. The mayor announced that him and the city attorney, I'm not sure all the details exactly, just happened this morning. They are going to sue the same fossil fuel companies that San Francisco is suing. And in addition, the city workers' pension there agreed to divest from fossil fuels, and that's a $5 billion divestment. So that's what we're hoping is going to happen in San Francisco, and with the support of your listeners, we're going to make it happen 2 weeks from today.
So how much money are we talking about, and what percentage of the pension for the San Francisco employees retirement system? How many people are in this, first of all?
It's 30,000-40,000 people, and the amount of money is around $23 billion. So the amount that's in fossil fuels is $500 million, so $500 million, more or less. Those are approximations. So when you're talking that much money, the trustees get a little nervous and it gets complicated. Well, when do we divest and how much and who? I mean, there's all kind of investments. I've looked at the different names. They include, companies from Russia, Rosneft and Gazprom, Putin controls, or Exxon, our neighbors in San Ramon might be listening right now, Chevron.
In Richmond.
That's right. All kind of different companies. Mm-hmm. Some of them are different than others. There's coal companies, gas, and so on. But it's a dirty business, and it's causing, if you connect the dots to the climate crisis, it's causing all kinds of people to die. Not just the 12 or 15 that died in Southern California from mudslides this week, but the British medical journal, The Lancet, published a report a couple months ago saying that there's thousands of people that die premature deaths every day because of air pollution.
Wow.
So, these pollution profiteers that we're investing in are making money off of the death of mostly poor people, mostly peasants. And we say, Bastia, let's get out of this.
There was a success in calling for divestment from coal, as I understand it, because that's, of course, was not a profitable investment. It was an easy decision to make, perhaps.
Well, it's easy to call for divestment, but once you get into the level of the money managers who are working on behalf of the commissioners, they got to make trades, day to day, minute to minute. So there's been a call to divest from coal in San Francisco, and there's been some divesting, but how much exactly, I don't know. Precisely, and because they feel like this kind of information should be secret because of the implications for how the market will react to that kind of news.
No kidding, because this is a chunk of change, especially you mentioned the New York story. And in New York, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, has called for the biggest government pension fund there to stop new investments in fossil fuel companies and phase out existing investments. And so there's the same here that Governor Jerry Brown could do the same. Anyway,
we're hoping the governor will do that. But in the meantime, in San Francisco, Mayor Ed Lee, on the day he died, he called for these commissioners to divest from fossil
fuels. Okay, the music is playing. We're out of time for today. Norm, N-O-R-M dot Nickens, N-I-C-K-E-N-S, norm.nickens@sfgov.org. David Page, SEIU Local 1021, thank you so much. And I'm going to be keeping 2 weeks from now, they're voting,
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you all for listening. Many thanks to Kirsten Thomas at the controls. See you tomorrow.
It's not in our heads, it's in his. That's what 27 psychiatrists and psychologists are saying in this best-selling collection of essays titled The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. Editor Brandy X. Lee and contributor Demo Spocker will be here with us January 17th at 7:30 p.m. at St. John's Presbyterian Church, located at 2727 College Avenue in Berkeley. Joanna Monqueros will host. There's wheelchair access at this KPFA benefit. Tickets available at brownpapertickets.com or our independent bookstores.
You're listening to KPFA 94.1 and KPFB 89.3 in Berkeley.